Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is probably the best known, perhaps the most famous parable of Christ. It follows two others that are contained earlier in this 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. The first one is the parable of the lost sheep. Now, the one leaves, the 99 goes to find the one that is lost. Likewise, we are there in church, a part of that 99, and God looks out for us, but he wants us to go out and help him find that one that is lost. We also have the parable of the coin, where the woman has lost this coin and sweeps her house until it's found. Again, it's our Lord seeking us, always seeking us, when we may not even seek him, but he seeks us. And today we have, again, probably the most famous parable of all of these. And this is one, we have this parable in Lent too, as we go out into our own wilderness and try to find out where we stand with God, where we come short. And I don't know about you, but for me, that Lenten journey scared me, because I'm scared about what I find out about myself. So these are all about recovering that which is lost. Proof is how many times do we see in the Gospel how Jesus tells someone, I need to eat at your house. And then the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the priests say, he's a sinner. Who is this guy? Does he know what he's doing? Yes, he does. He certainly does. So in today's parable, we have this son who I can unfortunately relate to. When I left home, I wanted to go out and do my own thing. That's what this boy did. He was the younger of the sons, so he got a third. This is in Jewish law that the elder son would get 2/3 and he would get a third. He wanted his third, and he couldn't. I mean, it's horrible to think of this, but he couldn't even wait for his father to die. He had to have it now. How often do we want something now? His father's response is very much like God's response to us. Remember, we have free moral agency. If we didn't, how could we love God? So he has to give us a choice to love him or not to love him. So his father's response in this parable is that the father reflects God's indulgence to us, even in our selfishness, that God, as so many other times, and all times actually, honors his free moral agency given to us. The son's leaving his country is likened to us leaving God and his church. Again, I can remember I was brought up somewhere in church. I went on my own because my parents didn't go. But I left the church for a long time and I was pretty miserable. I don't know if anybody can relate to that. God waits for us to come back. He lets us sink into the mire and mud. It's like the son who leaves his own country. He was a Jewish boy, of course. He leaves his country and he does the most unimaginable thing a Jewish boy could possibly do. He goes and hires himself in a different country away from the Jews and he feeds swine. And he gets so low he even wants to eat the corn husks that they're giving him, but yet can't even get that. So like us, when we do come back to God, he comes back, and I'll read the words again because I think these words are so beautiful. And he came to himself and said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and bread to spare, and I perish with hunger. This is when we come back to that decision to come back to the church, to come back to Christ in his church. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And make me as one of thy hired servants. So he goes back to his father. He's rehearsing this matter. And even before he gets to the house, the father runs to him. Hugs him. Kisses him. Puts a ring on his finger. And gives him the very best. Like he gives us in the sacrament that we'll receive in a few minutes. And this is a whole lot better than the fatted calf to get his very body and blood to welcome us back. We can be a real son as we're grafted in the church. In conclusion, I would say we can be a real son to Christ as we're baptized in the church, confirmed, and yet turn away. Sin can and always will leave us worse than we were in the first place. And we give ourselves, and I don't mean just a sinful act and confess, I mean that you go into a life of sin and you don't care. It leaves us on the bottom. And yet we that come back have to look at ourselves when we came back, if we were ever in that position where we fell into sin. Because no one's perfect. So we should realize, if we haven't fallen away, which I'm sure we have, all of us at some time or another, not resent that one that comes back at the 11th hour, but welcome him. Put around him our arms of compassion, as the Lord puts his arm around each and every one of us. Receive him back and be glad and rejoice with him that this thy son has come back. The woman has found her coin, and the shepherd has found that lost sheep, and we're gathered together and ready to accompany our Lord for the rest of our days on this earth and to become part of his family in heaven. So let us come in a few moments and come to this foretaste of that heavenly banquet, his very body and blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.